The contest could help with that, but it's not clear whether they will result in clinical studies. Kennedy says HHS will also work on combating alpha-gal syndrome, a meat allergy associated with tick bites. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The National Weather Service has issued a flood warning for portions of the KPR listening area. That includes Murray Desine River in parts of Miami and Linn counties. That includes Osawatomie. Also, Salt Creek near Linden and Ada is under a flood warning. A reminder to turn around, don't drown. Officials are investigating a fire that destroyed a Topeka warehouse. WIBW reports that crews from the Topeka Fire Department were called to the scene about 7 o'clock yesterday morning, where they found heavy smoke and fire throughout the building. Efforts to control the blaze were challenged by the collapse of part of the roof and walls. No people were present when crews arrived on the scene. The warehouse was reportedly vacant and was being used to store older vehicles and miscellaneous items. Meanwhile, three Kansas City firefighters were injured while battling a blaze at an apartment building last night. KNBC reports that fire had spread across multiple floors in the three-story building. Two firefighters were taken to the hospital for treatment. A third was treated at the scene and released. The cause of that fire remains under investigation. For the second straight day, the Kansas Jayhawks set an attendance record at Hoagland Stadium on the KU campus, and they sent fans home happy after a 5-3 win over Arkansas. KU coach Dan Fitzgerald was impressed that more than 4,000 fans turned out for the game.
The crowd today, I mean, our crowd was absolutely incredible, and super proud of these guys. I thought they competed at a super high level. And they were poised, and they were prepared.
KU plays its next game at 5 o'clock this afternoon against the loser of the earlier elimination game between Arkansas and Northeastern University. A KU victory today will send the Jayhawks to a super regional next weekend. Our forecast for the KPR listening area, we still have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, then mostly clearing this afternoon. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms returning late this afternoon and this evening. Highs today in the upper 80s near 90 degrees. It's 71 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rhiannon Giddens, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, some good news for pancreatic cancer patients and their families. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Every dollar makes a difference to us at KPR. Every single gift matters. $10 a month here, $25 a month there, the occasional $100 a month contribution. That's how it works. Individual donations from thousands of listeners just like you make up the largest share of our income. That's why your sustaining gift today is so important. You can become a sustaining member at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
We've had a wet Sunday morning so far. Looks like there's still a chance of showers and thunderstorms, but skies should clear a bit this afternoon and become mostly sunny. A chance of rain returning this afternoon and then into the evening. Highs today around 89 degrees. For tomorrow, partly sunny, highs near 91. It's 70 degrees in Emporia, 70 in Lawrence, 70 degrees in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Fayetteville, Georgia.
This is NPR News.
When the Iranian-born singer Navan makes music, he sings in three languages. But when he writes about love, he says nothing beats Persian, the language of his homeland.
The country and the people and the energy is full of love.
My conversation with Navan about his new album, On All Things Considered, from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival announcing a night for the history books. Bill Curtis remembers on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado, Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
On This Old House, Radio Hour. Open floor plans can be a recipe for madness.
You end up with the noisy restaurant phenomenon. Everyone starts talking louder and louder. This is what happens in an open concept place.
Plus, hip-hop pioneer Fab Five Freddy's Harlem Brownstone. That's this week on This Old House, Radio Hour.
This Old House Radio Hour is coming up at 10 o'clock, right after Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. That's on KPR 1. If you're joining us this morning on KPR 2, stay tuned for This American Life coming up at 10 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from University Press of Kansas, commemorating 80 years as a nonprofit, scholarly, and regional publisher, serving Kansas and the nation since 1946. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Under cloudy skies, it's 72 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Emporia, 70 and cloudy in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Integrative Therapeutics, MinnersColorChoice.com/NPR. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Holzberg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This Old House Radio Hour. The downside of the open floor plan and tips on lots of things around your house. That's coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio. Don't touch that dial.
Join us for KPR 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas every Thursday in June. Food trucks starting at 11:30 and music at 1 p.m.
We've got mostly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area right now. Still a chance of showers and thunderstorms redeveloping today. Highs near 89 degrees. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Highs near 91. It's 71 degrees and cloudy in Lawrence. 72 in Emporia. In Manhattan, it's 72 degrees. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Want an open floor plan? Think again. From LAist and APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largis. Open plans promised connection and ease. Now, people want their walls back.
If they have the opportunity, they're going to raise the ceilings. Suddenly, it's out of balance.
Hip-hop pioneer Fab Five Freddy's Harlem Brownstone is a time capsule of New York culture.
A lot of people come into my house and they say, it feels like a museum, as I think any home should, especially if you have character and flavor, if you get what I mean.
Need a new fence? We'll tell you what to consider and how to make sure it's built to last. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm.
877-864-7460. It's This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails, Inc., partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org. Well, if you're hitting a Kansas trail today, you might want to put some boots on. It's pretty muddy out there. It looks like most of the rain has moved out of the area, at least until this evening. We've got cloudy skies. It will hopefully become mostly sunny as the day goes on. Highs near 90 degrees. Partly sunny for tomorrow with highs near 91. It's 72 in Lawrence, 73 in Manhattan. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported
Old House.
I went to the Metropolitan Museum and walked around, and you could see where this inspiration for the design of the house came from.
That's next on This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me in 20 minutes for Prairie Journal. This week, how Kansas women made political history one city election at a time.
Between 1887 and 1899, Kansas voters did something really no other state in the country was doing at the time. They elected women to govern them locally. And not just in a handful of places, but in 19 different towns across the state. And in some cases, it was not just one woman elected, but entire city councils comprised of women.
From Baldwin City to Oskaloosa to Argonia, it's petticoat government on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning, just 20 minutes away, right after This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio. The sun has come out. We're looking for hot and humid today. Highs almost near 90 degrees. It's 73 in Lawrence.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by the Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's Prairie Journal. Then stay with us as 105 Live joins us at noon today. Looks like our clouds and rain have moved on. It looks pretty sunny out there, although there is still a chance of showers and thunderstorms developing later this afternoon. Highs today near 90 degrees. This is KPR.
We're clearly soldiers in petty.
Per Aspera is a Kansas history series produced by Kara Heights and the Kansas 250 Commission. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal will continue right after this.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
sunny and humid. It is getting pretty warm out there. Highs today near 90 degrees under mostly sunny skies. There is a chance that we could have some rain returning later today. A 30% chance of showers overnight tonight, possibly a thunderstorm. Lows tonight around 66 degrees. Partly sunny for tomorrow. Highs near 91 degrees. A flood warning has been issued for the Murray Desine River at Osawatomie. Until Tuesday afternoon, a separate flood warning for Salt Creek near Linden and Ada until tomorrow morning. It's 75 degrees in Atchison, 76 in Emporia, 77 in Topeka.
Take the
Our 14th President Franklin Pierce. It's part of the online series In Pursuit, essays on the U.S. presidents and their first ladies as part of America 250. Diana, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you for letting me redeem Jane.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where ticket packages are available for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in just 1 minute here on KPR, it's 105 Live with Nick Carswell. If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle sitting around gathering cobwebs, you can donate it to Kansas Public Radio. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle. You'll be eligible for a tax deduction, and you'll know that your donation supports programs, locally produced programs like Prairie Journal and 105 Live. Find out more about KPR's vehicle donation program at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies right now. We do still have a chance of some showers and thunderstorms redeveloping later today. The odds are pretty slim, about 30%, but if we do get some storms redeveloping, they might be severe, so make sure you've got more than one way to get the news and the weather of the day. Our high today expected around 90 degrees, lows tonight in the mid-60s, partly sunny for tomorrow, highs near 91. It's 74 in Lawrence, 77 in Topeka. This is KPR.